Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Clinton Monchuk, the Executive Director of Farm and Food Care Saskatchewan. Thanks for joining us, Clinton.
Thank you very much for having me again, Bruce.
Last month, Farm and Food Care Saskatchewan, in partnership with farm and agriculture-related venues across the province, hosted the second ever Saskatchewan Open Farm Days. First of all, a little bit of background. What is Saskatchewan Open Farm Days? What prompted its initial creation? And what is the main purpose for Saskatchewan Open Farm Days?
So Saskatchewan Open Farm Days started in 2024. And really what this was another opportunity through Farm and Food Care Saskatchewan to engage with consumers here in the province and the surrounding provinces. We had the visitors come in from Manitoba and Alberta as well. But the main purpose around this is we found through a lot of our research that when consumers, if they're in an urban setting or a rural setting, that see maybe some of the farm events that are happening, whether it's combining or cattle grazing when they drive by on the highway, there tends to be questions that exist, and they really don't know where they should go to get some of these questions. Or if they do get some of the questions answered, they're not too sure if they're correct online, as you know, with some of the misinformation that's out there. So this creates the opportunity for farmers, ranchers, people in agriculture to showcase what they're doing around food and have people who are interested actually come onto the premise, see what's going on, ask questions, and just feel more connected to agriculture in the province of Saskatchewan. And it really has been an excellent experience. As you mentioned, this is the second time we've been doing it, and the success has been very positive, and we're looking forward to doing it again in 2026.
How many venues participated this year, from where, and representing what types of operations, and what did they offer?
So there were a total of 35 different farms and related venues across Saskatchewan, and it really was everything from grain farms, ranches, dairy farms. There was one or two Hutterite colonies, and just some really interesting things like a hops farm that people could see and learn more about, you know, one of those processes in the mix to make beer, right? So it gave consumers a wide range of opportunities to look at different food that exists here in the province. Now, one of the other things that is super positive is these individuals could go in their own backyard. So it was really spread out throughout the province of Saskatchewan. And, you know, we had all the way down in the southwestern corner of Saskatchewan, all the way up to kind of northeastern areas of Saskatchewan. So it was all spread out. Typically, the majority of these farms are around the higher populous areas, whether it's Regina, Saskatoon, or Moose Jaw, but there was a spattering of different farms throughout the province. So it really gave an opportunity to showcase so many different aspects of agriculture here.
About how many visitors took part in Saskatchewan Open Farm Days, from where, and representing what types of demographics?
So the main individual that typically comes to this is a large urbanite. So the bigger centers, again, like I mentioned, Regina, Saskatoon, Moose Jaw, that's where majority of the people came from. In total, our estimates thus far, and we're still trying to make the final stats, but it was right around 4,000 people who took part in actually going out to the farms. Now, when we compare this to 2024, it's actually an increase of roughly a third. We had around 3,000 people who took part in it last year, so we can see it's growing. And we see that it's only going to get bigger in the future as well. If we get more farms, more people are going to be interested, and we're just going to get higher numbers. And again, this is just one of those opportunities that we see through Farm and Food Care Saskatchewan to really connect with consumers who have questions about their food.
What type of feedback have you received, both from hosts and from visitors? And what is the significance of the response?
So from the host, the vast majority of them said this was a great opportunity to speak to people who want to know more about agriculture, again, which is what our goal is. The other goal we have is to make sure people who go out to these farms actually feel more connected and more involved in the agriculture industry here in Saskatchewan and can say, okay, I understand a little bit more about why farmers and ranchers do these things. So it makes them have a higher degree of trust in the process. And I think that there is our second goal with this, that we want to make sure that people who go out to the farms, and I think the number was right around 90% of those individuals who were surveyed at these farms said, you know, I understand more about agriculture now as a result of going out to these farms or ranches. And I think that is where we want to go. We want to make sure people who take the time, go out to a farm or a ranch, feel more confident, more comfortable about the practices that we're doing on farms.
How much interest are we seeing among the public generally in food production? What aspects of food production tend to be of interest and why?
So it's interesting. I do believe as there's more information out there, people are more interested to know different aspects about their food, whether the ingredients that happen to be in certain products, how those ingredients are being grown, what the process is through all the different steps of the supply chain. What our goal is with Farm and Food Care is to make sure that we're trying to be open and transparent and create that opportunity to discuss more about what we're doing in Saskatchewan in terms of producing food and kind of opening up that book a little bit more to the general public. Because again, when consumers have questions and we don't provide the answers, they will find answers in different locations. And then it's kind of like a toss of a coin, whether it's true or not. So that's why we want to make sure we are that avenue for people to actually get truthful information about how their food is grown.
Why is this type of interaction considered a priority? And what are the benefits of it?
So when we think of engagement with consumers, and I think back to the days when I was going to university or high school, and you learn a lot more when you have an engaging conversation. So if somebody's just going to be lecturing and speaking from a pulpit, if there's no opportunity for you to ask questions, you don't necessarily feel engaged in the process and the information. When we have things like this, when we have open farm days, there's two-way conversation. There's questions being asked. There's farmers and ranchers there answering questions. There's information being provided. There's comments being kind of thrown out. And being able to engage with these individuals grows that overall public trust for agriculture. And really, truly, that is what we want. We want that engagement. So this is, you know, just another opportunity for us to do that and move the needle forward on trust in agriculture.
How can anyone interested get more information?
So anybody listening right now, if you're interested in being a host farm in the future or possibly going to Open Farm Days in 2026, you can simply go to skopenfarmdays.ca and learn more about what we're doing and why we do it.
And is there anything that you'd like to add?
I would just say that I know sometimes farmers and ranchers in particular get a little bit nervous about trying to open up their farm, not too sure what to say, but really at the end of the day, that open, honest, transparent conversation that you have with your neighbor is no different than having the same conversation with somebody from a big center, a big city. So I would encourage anybody who's listening that is maybe on the fence about whether or not they want to do this to just check out our website again, skopenfarmdays.ca, to learn more about what we're doing.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Bruce.
Our guest has been Clinton Monchuk, the Executive Director of Farm and Food Care Saskatchewan. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.